Yo, what's the deal? This your brother C-No the Doodlebug from the Grammy Award winning Diggable Planets crew. And you're now in tune to the realest chick on radio, playing the realest joints on the realest radio show. You know what I'm saying? It's my girl Nina Capone, Industries Radio. Cool like that, chill like that, peace like that. I'm out.
You need to be forward. Got to let you know that your smile and your swagger is not the only thing on the dresses compliment your figure, girl. I need a dose of you. Thank your mama for that figure, girl. Don't mean to be forward, but I've got to let you know that your smile and your swagger is not the only thing I love. Your curves, your sexy curves must have worn it all for me.
Want to?
In university. So you're basically ready for the new season.
All right. That's...
Y'all
got
to take over.
Absolutely, man. That's not a problem at all. So, once again, everybody, we got Chavir building, Brown Hard, Sean Hard, Clovis, the brand. I talked to the brother not only about the whole Memorial Weekend situation, but we talked about what he wanted to do, how far, you know, exactly what it's. somebody that's coming out with a brand. You know, a lot of people do want to know more about the CEO, more about the creator, you know what I'm saying, more about who's on the chat, the sister or the brother who's really out here putting the work in with the clothing. And in this case, they're not just pushing it for somebody else. In this case, this is your creation. You know what I'm saying?
Representing hard in the genre. He definitely got a couple different, you know, designs and fonts and got some things going on, man. Let's support each other. You know what I mean? That's what it's about. The hustle is definitely about supporting each other and, you know, grinding, you know, together really to build ourselves up. My Labor Day, you know what I'm saying? Man, it was pretty crazy. I'm sure the vegans don't want to know about my Labor Day, but we had fried chicken, we had barbecue chicken, we had baked macaroni and cheese, a lot of carbs, greens. She had like some, you know, the little ham hocks and all that up inside the Jones, you know what I mean? We had some ham. I guess that's against what y'all eat too. The only thing I think that vegans would have actually enjoyed that, you know, my Labor Day with my family is the salad, one salad. We would have had lots of water for you. You know, we still want to welcome the vegans to the situation, you know?
It's really what you make it, though, being a vegan.
And I make it all that taste like meat.
Yeah. It's really the reason why we piping this whole thing up, because everybody that's listening, we got to keep it safe. When this holiday came up, we had this vegan conversation days ahead.
Oh, days ahead. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people know how to add this little flavor.
Yo, listen, I told y'all that I was ready. You know what I mean? I actually invited y'all to stop past just so y'all can see all that meat that's on the table.
You making me hungry. Let's jump into some music real quick.
Yeah, listen, this is how I know that Nina Capone cheated. For everybody that's out there listening, I know Nina Capone cheated, man. She had a hamburger, a hot dog. That's why I wanted to bring her to the spot. I was going to let you go outside. I was going to have them take her, you know, stick her hand in the chicken pan. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Yo, what's up?
We're
this is world's greatest DJ, the K.I.D., the Kid Capri, and I'm banging with Nina Capone right here on the hottest radio show in the world, In the Streets Radio. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, E-Lo. Why you lying? Why you got time, bitch? Nigga, why you lying? Why you got time? I be mad when you die. Nobody ever.
2. We back live and direct. Respect the hustle, the movement. We talk about Labor Day, you know what I'm saying? What a call is that? You know what I mean? What y'all do for Labor Day? Call on up, you know what I'm saying? Let us know what's going on, what y'all do. Should enjoy your family time. You know, Nina Capone just put on a song called Liars or whatever the case, whatever the title. You know what I mean? That was a clear indication that she pretty much had some meat, you know?
Chicken
on the side,
I think. Chicken?
Yeah.
I ain't had chicken in like 8 weeks.
Uh-oh,
yeah.
Not a real chicken.
Yeah.
Really.
Now, she had the fake chicken, so she say.
I had some fake chicken. I did. I had some fake chicken.
Call on Facebook Live,
new
stream, Instagram Live.
Yeah, for all my Facebook callers, you know what I mean, if you want to call in, 215-383-5799. Call in, you know what I'm saying? Let us know how your Labor Day went. You know, if y'all had a good time. If somebody cooked some nasty food, like, listen, we bought it all. We keep it 100 over there, you know what I'm saying? If you felt like you wanted to be part of the vegan group, you know what I'm saying? Call us up and tell us why you should have been part of the vegan group instead of eating that meat that wasn't good.
You got that one auntie salad, you know, her salad be the bomb. Watching everybody eat.
Right now, you know, listen, man, mad shout outs to my mom. Like, everybody loves her baked macaroni and cheese. And, like, that's her thing. That's her twist. Like, if you know my mom, you know what I'm saying? She gets that baked macaroni and cheese, she do her thing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's always a collective effort, you know what I mean, with my sisters and my mom and them. They, you know, everybody make a dish and everybody put things together. So, you know, that's a real good thing. I mean, I tried it one time and my dish stays in the refrigerator, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the air. I don't want to tell what I cook, you know what I'm saying? I didn't make anything for Labor Day.
Let me just be real
about it. You know, I actually was recuperating from the pre-Labor Day that Friday. We had a cousin's night. You know, for all the families out there, for all the people out there, man, like, just not really bonding with your family and use holidays to bond with your family. Y'all should try to have, like, cousins nights and aunts and stuff nights and kind of build things with your family, because it was a real serious situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had about 17 couples in there, you know what I mean, of just cousins, and it just, you know, it was a really dope, but it got real. You know, there's a lot of footage out there about me, you know what I mean? I'm putting it out there. There's a lot of footage out there. My sisters know. They got some good footage, bro. So I had to sleep on Saturday and close on Sunday, you know what I mean? So I kind of broke
like that. So what y'all had? We went details. Like, what was y'all doing? I need to know more. Like, you know, was it some drinks or was it some smoke up in the air?
No. This is what happened. We play. It's really like a game night. The 420 thing pop off way before the, you know, cousin night start. We have, you know, crazy drinks. As always, you know, we take shots. Us cousins, we take shots. You know, we make it do what it do. And it's just a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of drinking. You know what I mean? A
whole lot of drinking.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was it a game?
It was a lot of games.
Like,
you know?
Did you lose?
It was the girls against the guys. So
you lost.
The guys definitely lost.
The women always win.
I don't know about that. I don't really know about that. You know what I'm saying? Because they call me Mr. 3.0, so I don't know that women win all the time. You know what I'm saying? They don't call me 3.0 for nothing. Man, we gonna write the cash out to the next cousin's night and see who wins. You know what I mean? I got with Mr. J. King come through. You know, the guy got an upper advantage. You know what I'm saying? And I know
what
I'm saying.
Where you We have a vegetable.
What I'll do is I'll give my cousins a number. Pre heads up that we got some vegans coming through. So what we'll do is we'll have some cabbage sticks, carrots, and all that other kind of thing, you know, going on. So we're, you know, y'all still will be.
Yeah, man.
You know, y'all be alright. If y'all want to, we can put it on the grill too. You know, sizzle it up for y'all. Put a little seasoning on it. You know what I'm saying? And, it'll be good, you know what I mean? We know how to host, you know?
Yeah.
My family definitely know how to host, all jokes aside.
Like,
oh, we ain't gonna be fun.
You know how, like, somebody, like,
you
leave and they go in the shop.
But see, I don't know if you'll laugh at Cousins Night because you don't drink. So if you don't drink, it's kind of hard. This one's gonna be difficult for you. Now, Nita gonna fit in. I don't know about you, dog. I don't really know if you're gonna fit in. You probably go night-night. You probably go night-night. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
And every time the guys lose, we got to take a shot. So,
word.
I mean, it'll be up to you if you can hang with the big dogs.
Hey,
but
he's
the phone. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely still wondering, you know, how your Labor Day went. Since you won.
Line's going crazy now. Hey, 3 points.
Listen.
I see the lines rocking.
Let me go back in the other way. We're not talking about what I did. We already know that I did labor. I worked.
You did labor, you worked?
I worked.
Okay. What kind of work did you do, Lena Capone?
Labor.
I was
what kind of work did you do,
Lena
Capone?
It definitely seemed like you was out there in the street. So, I mean,
that's
you
not
know.
What I was,
was you promoting?
Definitely promoting.
Okay. You was promoting?
That's what I do.
Shout out to Nita Capone for promoting for the show on Tuesdays. And definitely tune in on Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? She definitely be having some good music going down. Speaking of music, can we get a nice little song for the listeners?
Absolutely. Let's see what we got.
Let's
here.
Let's get y'all some music. This is how
we're
gonna do it.
The very sexual, the very spoiled.
No,
SG
representer.
We came to
fuck shit up. The new
rock party. Fire, 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 round town. Blowing on it, la la. We get the dollar. Bitch, you get nada. Fuck is up. Bitch, don't bother. The new rock party. Fire, round town. Blowing on it, la la. We get the dollar. Bitch, you get nada. Tryna get up.
Money is the motive, but this ain't Wayne flow. All our money talk, follow our lingo. Follow us on Twitter, fuck who girls winning. I'm riding in the ranges, keep riding in the Benzes. Dead up in the Maybach, pretty goons, you can't change that. Niggas all on my back, red bone, ass fat. I'm sitting on them, no potty, you know I always be with that cash at. Oh, shorty, that's the man. Had the niggas spinning, had the niggas swimming. Now we at the mall, had the niggas spending. Pussy say burn, had the niggas chilling. And if you ain't know, bitch, I'm in the building. White House with a backyard, black horse, I'm running shit. Track stars is Asia, and I got bars. I got the game on lock, cop bar. I'm riding round town, blowing on that la-la. We getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Tryna catch up, bitch, don't bother. Cause A-Fox in the building, she just tried to call a boss.
Five round town, blowing on that la-la. We getting the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Tryna catch up, bitch, don't bother. Cause A-Fox in the building, she just tried to call a boss. Five round town, blowing on that la-la. We getting the dollar. Bitch, you get nada. Tryna catch up. Bitch, don't bother. Cause he bumps in the building. She just started calling bother.
Broad street nigga, I make big figures. Think you're balling on them. Use a cheap nigga. If you're on my dock or you're on my block, they're on your top. And then they'll pull back on them glocks. You better duck or you will flop. Like your bitch, I'm not dead bitch. Get a grip or get a brick. Break it down like a bitch doing a split. Fuck around, I do this shit. I get this paper, money mix. I'm balling on you like I'm fifth. Cause my motto is my grind is to die or get ripped. You wanna rock my shit dumb? Like your bitch is never thought. I step back and get pumped and leave with Mayweather's spot. I played the hand that I was dumb. You better put it up on the shelf.
Round town, blowing on that dollar. We get in the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Trying to catch up, bitch, don't bother. The tape up in the building, she just doesn't call it bother. Round town, blowing on that dollar. We get in the dollar, bitch, you get nada. Trying to catch up.
You can't see, I kill these beasts. Don't mess with the devil, don't mess with King. Don't mess with Nana, don't mess with Sanji. Don't mess with Kanisha, don't mess with Perry. Respect the whole crew, don't mess with Jody. Don't mess with Juice, we bad as shit. We pretty goons, Baku girls, we make our own rules. Ask Sanji, she all unschool. We bad as shit, bitch, by the boom. Follow the sound, we walk in the room. Yeah, you make feelings, we hot and we cool. You got big diamonds or you got big jewels. Get on the level, our mansions and pool. Yeah, we the shit and we know it. Bitch, I killed it, murder, she wrote it. Make it and blow it, ruin it. We get in the dollar, bitch, you get snider. Tryna catch up, bitch, don't bother. There's 8 bucks in the building, she just thought you call the father.
Hello, Marsha. Hello, Fasha. Fasha, Rudin. Bist du Marsha? In der Fasha. Bist du Marsha? In der Horschen, in der Harten.
I don't know what that was. That was a... Yeah, listen, if you want us to spit off that type of acapella, man, you guys, you spitting on that job by yourself, man. Like, you know.
Word. Shout out to everybody on Facebook Live right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? Shout out to Nunu. You know what I'm saying? We know you wish you could be here right now.
Yeah.
Man. We is not going to let anybody know what's going on with you right now, bro. That's what we at. But Nunu, we know you had a good Labor Day. It looks like it. You know what I'm saying? I want you to know that.
Danielle, what's happening? Go ahead, Nunu. Talk. Tell us all about it.
One, two, keep. Is she on there?
Yeah, she live. She's talking about her new.
Okay.
She's talking about her Labor Day.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, you know, we It's real. Labor Day is really over, but it's not over. Still got some lines are still open. I wanted to call, you know what I'm saying, and let us know how your Labor Day went, how it went down. Was really real with it. If everybody enjoyed all that good food that I had, all those vegans out there.
All right. Enough of the food that you had. We really don't care.
Wow.
Do I have a voice? All right, enough of the food that you had. You had chicken and ribs and all kinds of fat pork and all that stuff to fill your belly. Shout out to everybody listening, because we don't care.
We don't care.
I had some broccoli, and then I had some some sweet potatoes, and I had some greens.
Fake chicken.
And some fake chicken.
Right. It was good, though.
It was good, right? Right, it was good. See?
It was hella good, though.
See? We had a great meal. So let's talk about, what's up with Labor Day for real? Like, what is it about? Because we didn't jump into that yet.
Right.
So I think we were
leading up to that point.
I know we had some technical difficulties, so I do want to talk about it. Like, what is this whole Labor Day about? Like, what do it stand for? Do anybody know? Please give us a call, 215-383-5799. Let us know. We want to know what Labor Day is really about. What it do? Why were you celebrating?
If you know what it's about.
I know what it's about.
I mean, I know you know what it's about. You know what I mean? We want to
I want to know, what does it actually celebrate? Well, I know it's a labor movement.
Yeah,
I should probably turn this down. We about to have some feedback.
So is Labor Day part of the hustle?
It can be.
Well, it depends on what you do. It can be.
Yeah. Labor Day definitely can be part of the hustle, man, you know. You know, like we said, we got the man, my man, Saber, and he pretty much put on the table what his Labor Day was wrapped around. So, like you said, can it be a part of your hustle? I mean, Absolutely. Would you agree or no?
Well, yeah. I mean, Labor Day is a part of the social and economic achievements of American workers. I think we can all say we fall into that category.
Absolutely.
The thing is, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know why they celebrate Labor Day and where it came from. You know, it's union organized. Like, a lot of people don't realize that either. You know, it's just a day. It's a day for cookouts and having a day off, and really that's not what it's about. So, you know, if you do know what it's about and you can shut me up, holla at your girl, 215-383-5799, and let Mr. 3.0 know what it's really about, because he clearly don't know, because he ain't challenging me. So,
I mean,
you know,
he
likes to challenge me.
We're not going to turn this into a Mr. 3.0 and Nina Capone challenge. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm down
for
it. Because I ain't had no meat.
And everybody's listening. I just think that she's just upset because she didn't have any meat. So, you know, when you lack of.
Don't make me play another song.
Sometimes
it's
angry. I mean, you got shit, and she got plenty of songs for people to eat meat. I just want everybody to know that out there, for all the listeners. Right.
Yeah.
So that's a good question that's on the table, honestly, about Labor Day, you know, because a lot of people got many different perspectives, just like 4th of July and stuff like that. A lot of people that we asked about Labor Day, like you said, mad people don't even know about it. They just embrace it as a holiday to do their thing or take off work
right.
or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know,
right.
So we
that's what I celebrate all holidays for.
Right.
That's what every single holiday, I'll be like, yes, no work. There we go. And I think a lot of people have gotten into their tradition of just saying, we don't have to work today. So, you know, that's what the whole holiday is about. But what is the holiday really about, you know? What does it really stand for? You know, why are we really taking that day?
And it's definitely a hustle. I mean, I'm sure 3.0 can agree. Me and him was rapping earlier about the whole concept of how people utilize these different things and make it a hustle. Like if you look in the music industry.
We appreciate your call and we'll do our best not to keep you waiting long. Your call, and we'll do our best not to keep you waiting long.
Every chapter.
more attraction.
Baby, you're faster. You're one that I got. I'm about to leave her, baby. Sitting on the back of the night, I'm sweeter.
If I could be your man, girl, you won't want for nothing. You look better, older than you. You really need to let me in your world, girl. What a problem, girl. No cougar, you're still a kitten. Kittens, you working out, girl. Shut your mouth, you looking thicker. You know how to hold your liquor. Nigga, show me your ID, I get the picture. I'm proposing show players, raise your glass. But my favorite box is in my safety dash. Lady, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm about to eat that stuff. You look better, the older you get. I can't believe what time.
Looking like a picture.
Oh, yeah. We get more pretty every chapter, more and more attractive.
Yeah, we back. Grind hard, shine hard, still in the building. What's going on? You good?
Grind don't stop.
So once again, we're really trying to get the meaning of what Labor Day is about. I think the callers are scared to call in. You know what I mean? Do they know the true meaning of what it means?
They don't want their homework assignment. They googling it right now. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Yo, you know what? Just tell them to Google it real quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we about to give them a lesson then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, they got it. You know, let them know. Let them know what it is. You know, I think a lot of people don't want to talk about it. They were like, well, they had chicken and ribs with you. You know, they were like, well, that's
right.
The day that I did.
Yeah. I guess the meat eaters have won this battle.
But you know what's another live thing about the holiday, though?
What's that?
Like what I peeked is, like, if you look at a lot of the workers, how serious they even take that. They take that whole, because like Dean put on the table earlier about the union situation like that, how they came and created that, this whole element. What was it, in the 1800s, right? Something like that?
Right.
1890, yeah, it was in 1800s.
1882, my bad.
Yeah, 1882, so it was a powerful thing. So, mm-hmm. Like, when we look at it from that perspective, we see exactly that true essence of it versus, like you said, versus everybody else who just turned it into like a celebration, you know what I mean? Something like a celebration element. And believe me, a lot of money has been made during this Labor Day, you know, holiday. All the stores was crowded up and everything like that. But, you know, like I said, y'all, call up. The question is still on the table.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't closed. The stores definitely was still open, so it was money still made. During the course of that holiday, it definitely still was going on.
I
know Facebook Live is rocking right now. Facebook Live, and you know a lot. You know what's deep? They might not be calling in, but Facebook, they definitely answering that question. So we definitely got everybody on Facebook Live, man. Call up if you can, so we can see hear y'all, which how y'all feel about it, man.
Philly, baby.
Baby. Baby. Let's go.
Rising ground, waking me. Pray my Lord, my soul to stay. Just for all my haters, say. Just for all my haters, say. Rising ground, waking me. Pray my Lord, my soul to stay. While I grind and make this cake. Just for all my haters, say. Rising ground, waking me. Pray my Lord. Patty cake, take this man. This one for my haters' sake. Wrap mine up so I can scream. All I
damn president is rapping rubber band. This before all my hustlers chopping up the game. Money gotta have it, go get it. Money not the topic, I'm not winning. All about the profits, no religion. All about the profits, no religion. All you gotta do is stop and listen. Focus in and pay attention. Have your chicken finger licking. Don't even be stopping business. I'm in my district, ripping in the kitchen, pitching pigeons. Serving on the block, time is ticking, seconds, minutes. So stack those digits, money in my pocket, all is negative. By the stocks, I'm so in business, man, I'm so in business. Pausing ground, waiting, pray my Lord, my soul to stay. This for all my haters, man, this for all my haters, man. Rising ground, waking me, pray my Lord, my soul to stay. While I grind and make it king, this for all my haters, man. Rising ground, waking me, pray my Lord, my soul to stay.
Fuck a haters, I bake up with no makeup. I'm so tough, on my own with my motherfucking cake up. Them bitches take me then, these bitches take me now. Cause I was hot, now I'm hot and I'm still holding it down. Not just for me, but my people. Cause I treat us all like we're equals. These fake ass bitches I can see through. Give them a preview, I will not lose. Me 4'6", feel these babies, baby. Got my hand up on the mat, and my mouth is crazy. They loving her.
Okay.
Wait for the caller to call in so they can win their prize.
It's almost up. They minute is almost up here. 20 seconds. Yeah, that was 20 seconds. They about to lose. I'm just going to announce it in a few seconds. 5, 4, 3. Let's just, you know what, see, I want to hear you rap. Let's just go into that.
No,
think,
man.
Did you just say no?
Bars.
Like, but you talk a lot of shit, G.
Hey, man.
Have you heard that one?
Here we go.
You hear me?
I'm part of Nothing Records, man. I need to talk to my label about it.
Wait, hold that.
I'm part of Nothing Records, you know what I'm saying? Like, but all the listeners out there, like, I got this label out, you know. November the 9th, and you know what I'm saying? Nothing Records signed me years ago. I was doing poetry.
We about to do this freestyle real quick. You gonna give us that 3 bars? I saw the beat on. I heard what you were saying. But so that's it. Y'all just go in. I think you can take it. I mean, I personally believe in you. I'm your friend. I've been been your friend for a long time, you got a lot of shit that you say. And if you just bundle that all up in over a week, there's no way. The shit that you were saying about him when we hung up was proud. Like, you know, I'm like, dog, like, that's my little cousin. Like, you got to watch what you say. You know, I take family personal. You know what I mean? And then I'm just being honest. I'm being honest.
Your spice gave
and then I, you know, and then with yesterday, the Ness situation, I was like, Ness still nice. You like, he not nice no more. He was nice back when cheesecake was in town.
Let me turn the mic back at you. Don't get
this fucked up, like. I know you're not going back down.
He's running.
It's not a joke. I think you can handle
it.
Enough. You already know where I'm at, right?
Martin Real, bro.
He already know. Listen, you are invited. You know what I mean? I'm going to have the water on deck.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to hit some towels.
You
want to get all ready because you want to tear them up.
In the booth. We're going to be in the booth.
Oh, we're going to go down the hall and just take it to the street.
Let's make this happen.
Oh, shit. Let me get my checkbook.
Me and Jay King got this.
Jay King got secret bars. Let me tell you. He's ready. He got muscles. And bars.
I'm just saying. What?
I'm just saying.
I gotta stir up a little
beat. You want to hold a spoon?
If we have one cipher, you know, we got.
You know, I'm always down.
This is what I do though.
Bring
it. I challenge any female MC.
Let's go.
In the booth.
Over the train.
I know it's a whole lot of female rappers out there.
Yeah, like how much I
love it itself.
But it's going down.
If she wins the battle, bar to bar. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe that. Oh my God,
I had a vegan shake. You know what I'm saying? And it was very refreshing.
And then you had a turkey sandwich. Wait, time out. Funny. You had a vegan shake followed by a turkey sandwich with like extra mayonnaise and shit, like. How do you balance that? How do you balance that out? Please explain. Do tell.
What happened was I asked for a fruit drink.
Uh-huh.
And he came back with spinach in it, and it tastes good.
Right.
Shout out to Jay King for putting that on.
Jay King just giving you vegetables.
Yeah.
Did you look at him crazy? Like, what do you think? I'm a rabbit?
I'm gonna be honest. Like, what I did was I saved the drink. He came back in. It was great. And you said you'd give me fruit.
How you look at it? Show me the expression. I need to see, like, how you look at it.
I was like.
What did he do? Hold up, because Jay will set you up with some shit. You be sitting there like, what's this?
I looked at the drink, and I'm just like, all right, well, you know, my man bought it already, so, you know. The worst thing I can do is not taste it. So I tasted it, and it's, you know, listen, I can do 30 days, but listen.
30 days.
For all the Facebook, you know what I mean, lives, listen. Talk to these people out here.
Facebook, because I'm bringing them in. You know, I ain't care. I just go back to my roots on y'all. I'm good.
We're going to have some extra footage of this battle that's coming up.
$3. Oh, shit.
Mr. 3.0.
I'm calling. We calling them. I wish I had a minute because I dialed out right now, but we only got a few seconds left. We're going to make sure to call them and make sure that this battle happens. We're going to set it up. I think we should just, you know, take it straight to the booth.
Let's make it happen, man.
You know, y'all just have y'all muscles out and shit. I bring the ladies and we just, you know, we tear y'all on. Jay, you got to get in front of the camera. Yo, we got a few seconds left. Let's get out of here. Thanks for tuning in the Streets Radio with your girl Nina Capone.
Mr. 3.0.
Salute to the balls and behind.
You already know. and our special guest, Saber. He just be talking and shit. Y'all see that? He just I gotta put you on the spot too. You just talk. We don't know what the fuck he talking about. Thank you for joining us, Saber. We not going. No mercy on your ass. No mercy on you.
Underestimate her. She on a respirator. Had to go with smaller city and lowest denominator. Can't emancipate her, but yet he tried to rape her. All her hands around my waist, tight body shaper. Said he did it for Nikki and he did it for Trina, but he couldn't do it for H, cause my bad demeanor. Even in a tutu, you couldn't get me on my.